prayer breaks through unseen barriers. So let's pray real quickly, and then we will look at Matthew chapter 7. So, Father, it sounds odd even to say pray real quickly, but we don't want to enter into a consideration of your word without our hearts being prepped. We don't necessarily have to pray before we do that. Our hearts are, we've been praying through the day. We've been asking you and enjoying your presence. But before we look at Matthew 7, we'd ask that you would open our eyes to the things in this text. We pray that as we are following diligently after you, that we would see more of you and even see more of the way you work through this text. Meet with us in this time of your word and in prayer, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So Matthew chapter 7, and I'm going to get there momentarily. We're going to be looking at verses 7 and 8. But I'd like to recommend that we consider this fact that we live in a very visual culture. Many people live on YouTube or live on Facebook. We live, if you want to get somebody's attention, you move. If you want to cause something, I mean, yesterday in our service, the lights on the platform went out. And it was very obvious that something was amiss. So motion and light brings attention. And we live in a very visual culture. And if we can't see it, sometimes it's hard for us to understand it. And that's why we walk by faith and not by sight. So we can't see prayer. We can't see prayer happening. We can't see prayer leave us or even sometimes the results of prayer. But we do know that prayer works. And we pray, and we may not see what we think we want to see. But think of this. What if things would be far worse if we didn't pray? So we look at our status quo right now, and we grieve over the encroachment of sin and even the degeneration of the culture around us. But what if it were far worse, and it's not because we're praying? Then we could say, look what God is doing. And sometimes we look at what we want to see and we don't see it happen, so we may be tempted to think, is God at work? When absolutely yes, he is. So we need to be able to see things, and it would be wonderful to be able to see things from God's perspective, and as a result, we would be super encouraged, I think, if that were the case. But God has often left the results of prayer as a mystery. So This kind of came to light this morning when I saw a photo of a ministry in Myanmar that I visited a couple of years ago that is a Bible translation ministry, and today is the first day they are meeting in several months to be able to start a new translation of the Bible. Now, the person who sent that said, please be aware that the military coup is still as vibrant and as dangerous as ever. But we feel like it is the time for us to move forward. And I got thinking, I wonder, we have prayed so many times for Myanmar. And I'm wondering if God has given the green light for this missionary endeavor, Bible translation endeavor, to now believe that God would have them move forward. And the room was filled with translation people. And I got thinking, you know what? Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for allowing that to happen. We may not be in Myanmar to be able to see it happen, but we can see a representation of that. And we could say, I wonder if we had never prayed for Myanmar, would that even be happening? We don't know. But we enter into this. We do know that prayer breaks through even unseen barriers. And so we press forward. So you may find this interesting, that back in 1873, many of us would know the name D.L. Moody and his music person, his song leader, Ira Sankey. Moody and Sankey arrived in England for their very first campaign in England, evangelistic campaign in 1873. God had used their ministry greatly in America. Thousands would come, and Moody would preach to tens of thousands of people at a time. Yet, this was a very different culture, England, for Moody to go into. And so the account says that when they docked, they found that the expense money for the trip had never been sent from the U.S. So they had no money. And the two pastor friends who had originally invited them to come had recently died. So they had no recipients, people to receive them. And Ira Sankey would later describe the situation as this, if it was anything but cheerful. Here we were in a strange country without an invitation, no committee, and mighty little cash. So both of them joined their hearts in prayer together. And Moody said this, if the Lord opens a door, we'll go through it. If not, we'll go back to America. Their very first meeting had less than 50 people in it. That was very unusual for Moody and Sankey. Ira Sankey said that the people sat as far away from the pulpit as possible. They wouldn't sing. They didn't like the Yankee tunes. But yet they prayed often. And God blessed with many vibrant campaigns in England. So I couldn't help but see the connection there between their praying and God's blessing, even in difficulty, even with barriers, even barriers that maybe they could not originally have seen, yet they still prayed. So Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7 says this, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. That insinuates that something's closed. It shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. So if we have a difficult person, we think of that person with a closed heart to the gospel. Yet our praying can open unseen barriers. A difficult country would be referred to as a closed country. And yet our praying could even affect even just one person that could open the country up. Unseen barriers. Ask. Doors will be opened. We know that prayer can break through unseen barriers. Even all the money in the world could not break through these barriers. But God can through our praying. Prayer breaks through unseen barriers. In closing, I'd just like to read a text. I think I've read this text multiple times on our prayer call here, but I couldn't help but read it again. Acts chapter 6, Stephen and I were discussing this Saturday or yesterday. Acts 6, 4 says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Then they choose what we know of today as deacons or servants. And then verse 6 says, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased. The word of God increased. And the idea is it pressed into enemy territory. The word of God increased into that unseen realm. And the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. So here is unseen gospel advance through prayer. And a great company of priests were obedient to the faith. It would be wonderful to see even the religious culture that's hostile to Christianity be penetrated by our praying. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among all these things as a result of prayer. Prayer breaks through unseen boundaries. So as we pray today, could we be mindful of the incredible advantage we have in spiritual warfare in our praying? If you go to, I don't know how many, if this is a thing in what you do, but I've been to many church missions conferences. And I love missions conferences. But the average missions conference, if you make a list of the things that are discussed in the average missions conference, you're going to find people talking about money. You're going to be people talking about structure or organization, maybe even talking about goals and people involved. None of those things are bad. All those things are good. But it's very few missions conferences that actually have a theme or even a workshop on united prayer. It's just not on the radar. It's not that they're hostile to it, but very few participate in that. If you look at the average outreach magazine, a magazine given to Gospel Advance, very few articles or themes about prayer or united prayer. There's lots of things about support raising and methods of outreach and awards and this type of thing, but very little about prayer. So I would recommend to you that prayer breaks through unseen barriers. And let's be praying that God would open doors, even closed unseen barriers, as we pray today.